Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it. The first thing we have to do is apologize.
We do.
Yeah, because we missed a week.
Oh.
We missed a week as the first week we've missed in over a year, I think.
Not ever. Oh, okay.
But in a while.
In a while.
Because we were away, and this is completely my fault. I guess we don't have to apologize. I have to apologize.
I'm part of it. We didn't have time.
We had time. I had a podcast episode all ready to go before we left.
Yeah.
And I just forgot to upload it from my desktop to where it's published.
No.
So we were sitting in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Just a lovely place.
Wonderful.
Amazing place. And I realized, oh shit, I have no way to publish that podcast.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I even thought about, when we were there, I thought about, well, we could do one, just record it on my phone, and I could upload it straight from the phone. Yeah, but I tried it, and the sound was terrible.
Oh, but it would be so cute with all the animales in the background.
Yeah.
Suffice it to say, here we are.
It was not meant to be.
Twas not.
And also, the week while we were away, or I should say, the week before we were away, there's big news, more big news from Google.
Oh.
And so now it's a couple weeks old, but I got to tell you about it because it's, like I said, it's big news.
It's another
core update from Google.
Oh.
So this is
one?
In addition to
big things are coming, or is this the big thing that comes?
Yeah, there was that talk by Danny Sullivan in November, or maybe October, spokesperson for Google, and he said big things are coming. And then in November, there were two core updates. Which is unheard of that in my memory. Google doesn't do two core updates in a month. They might do 2 to 3 core updates in a year, but they had two in November. And now
is this all about AI?
This one is, yeah. Ooh. Well, not all about AI, but it includes AI. And so, yes, when Danny Sullivan said big things are coming, he obviously knew what was coming.
Yeah.
So this one, this is a core
update from
Google.
Fasten the seatbelt.
And it was meant to boost the low-quality downranking of content.
What?
Yeah, I know it's a very strange way to say that.
Boost the quality of
low-quality downranking. So they're going to downrank low-quality
sites. Do you know if you said that to me?
Yeah, I know. It makes no sense.
Just in a conversation?
It's an engineering way to say
they're
trying to reward good content.
What?
Yeah.
That's what that means?
Yeah. Well, think about it. Low quality downranking. So they're trying to downrank low quality.
Okay.
Things that are low quality,
that makes sense.
They're trying to downrank them.
Okay.
I have no idea why you would say it like that, but that's what they did.
Okay.
I have a few quotes.
Ooh. Do they all sound like that? Do we all need to just pretty
much they're not as bad.
Put them in a mirror and read the opposite?
I've cherry-picked some that kind of make sense.
Oh, okay.
So number one, and this summary is provided by, I think, Search Engine Land or searchengineland.com, which is a good site, by the way.
Wait. Did you just say Search Engine Land?
Search Engine Land, yes. It's a really good site.
Disney?
In the SEO community.
Or Candy Land?
If you're ever looking for SEO advice and you do a search on Google and you come across the website called Search Engine Land, it's actually a really good site. It's kind of one of the authority sites.
Really?
Yes.
It sounds really cute. Like
a little Legoland with
SEO
people.
That's what I just like. There's all these creatures abound. Yeah.
Like the spam team. It's
a
little creature.
They're all like dressed in purple cub
outfits. Anyway, if you come across that site, it's a good one. Don't think it's cheesy. It's really, really good. So they said, and they're referring to Google here, the company is further boosting its low-quality downranking project that began in 2022.
Okay.
So this has been a project that Google has been working on for a few years, and it's kind of obvious now that much of it, anyway, is aimed at AI. And so here's exactly one of the things that Google said. So they say they have, quote, launched thousands of updates to search based on hundreds of thousands of quality tests in which it hoped to rank higher quality content that wasn't put together by AI.
Oh.
End quote.
How do they know?
Good question. Because that would be my question. Like, how are they going to know what's generated by AI?
Because can I just say what I would think is, what I would do is I would have something generated by AI, copy and paste it onto mail, write it a couple things that, you know, just to personalize it, and then copy and paste it back into whatever I'm doing. So how could they ever know?
Well, my response is that Google, the people at Google are fucking smart.
Yeah.
They are really fucking smart, and they have a shit ton of money. That's my
response. Combination
of
which.
They don't tell me exactly what tests, but they have, like they said, they have run hundreds of thousands of tests. Mm. And they literally have thousands of PhDs working on this day and night. Yeah. They figure it out. They always figure things out.
Yeah.
So that
is
was
there
kind
Google
of their,
Land?
No, there's not. Maybe go buy that domain. I'm sure somebody has it.
Yeah.
So they go on and they say, this update involves refining some of our core ranking systems to help us better understand if web pages are helpful, have a poor user experience, or feel like they were created for search engines instead of people.
Whoa.
So this goes right along. Yeah, this goes right along with what Danny Sullivan said. It goes right along with what, remember the helpful content update?
Yeah. No, but
And you remember what Danny Sullivan said, and he says, if you're doing good stuff, you don't need to worry. If you're doing stuff for Google, you're effed.
Beeped.
Yeah. I don't know why I don't say the word now and I said it 30 seconds ago, but if you're just tuning in, I don't use bad words.
I do.
Well, Search Engine Land goes on and they kind of filled in some of the blanks for us.
T-shirt so bad.
And I could probably get you a t-shirt.
For you.
Actually.
I think you need one.
And they say this update could be more effective at snuffing out websites that have used AI to align their content around every possible variation of a specific keyword, i.e. using AI to generate a whole bunch of articles for you around a topic.
Wow. Now, wait, aren't there tons of people and companies offering said services?
Please. And now, I hate to say I told you so.
No, you don't. We love to say it. We all love to say it.
When we have talked about those things and all these things say, oh, it's super duper easy.
Yeah.
Whatever this thing is, you just press a button and we're going to write all the blogs for you. You're going to be number one.
Yeah.
And if you've been listening, I certainly hope that you
did not
have gotten from me that that's not going to work long term.
No. So, it's like any pill that's going to promise you're going to lose 70 pounds. Overnight.
So, a final piece from Google. Mm. And they said, based on our evaluations, we expect that the combination of this update and our previous efforts, i.e. possibly the core updates in November, and the hundreds of thousands of tests before that, will collectively reduce low-quality, unoriginal content in search results by 40%.
Wow.
So yes, they have found a way to effectively not eliminate all, but by their own estimation, 40% of content probably generated by AI. And I have colleagues, and I've mentioned in past episodes that they were doing tests just to figure out what they could do with content generated by AI. And they built up thousands of visitors per day. And then one day, all of a sudden, it was zero.
Whoa.
So this should not be news to you.
No.
I hope this is not news to you, but it is.
News?
But it is news.
It's definitely news.
It is confirmation, hopefully.
That's what it is.
Of what I have been trying to say, yes. If somebody tells you they have a magic button, don't believe them.
Unless it says SEO land.
There are three, usually when there are core updates like this, Google doesn't give many specifics.
Why would it?
They kind of keep things vague. But they did mention three things in particular. And number one, surprise, surprise, this is going to hopefully rid search results of bulk published AI content.
Oh.
That was number one. Number two is parasite SEO, which I don't think you're going to need to worry about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a very specific thing. If you are paying somebody to post blog articles for you and they come to you and they say, here's a Excel spreadsheet, and the Excel spreadsheet has like 30 tabs for all different industries, and every tab has a whole bunch of websites listed, and they can post articles for you on any of those websites, that's parasite SEO.
Ooh.
So don't, it's pretty rare, I don't expect many people are doing that. It's kind of more behind the scenes SEO type stuff, but that also supposedly is going bye-bye, and also expired domains.
What's expired domain?
So an expired domain, let's say, for example, I have a website that does really well in Google, and then I go out of business or I just don't do it anymore, and that website expires.
Yeah.
You could then go buy that domain.
Right.
It has a lot of authority. It might have a lot of inbound links. It was doing really well. Now you buy it and you kind of instantly have a site that's doing well in SEO.
Oh.
They have found a way to prevent that. That's a long time. Like SEOs have been trying this trick for a long time.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, that's good, though. See, to me, that puts everybody at a similar advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, I mean, like I said, I hope this is not news. This is kind of what I've been preaching. But I did want to share this. It's like straight from the mouth of the monster or the master or whatever we want to think of Google. But what does it mean, the Google? What does it mean for you? If you, as a website owner, if you have seen your rankings decline in the last, well, since November.
Yeah.
If you're watching your, rankings, try not to do that. Watch your impressions instead. But if you see any of these metrics have noticeably started declining since November, your impressions, your average rankings, your organic traffic, the number of leads that you get from Google, what this means most likely is that Google thinks that you have low quality content.
So what do you do?
Maybe not content generated by AI, but it thinks that you are generating content for Google and not for users.
Okay.
That's what Google thinks.
Okay. So what do you do?
If you see that, when you look at your analytics or your Google Search Console, if you see those declines, you have to ask yourself, why are you creating the content that you are creating? Mm-hmm. Are you creating it for Google? Because Google thinks you are. So you have to ask yourself.
That's when you go, you're so vain. You probably think the site is about you.
That's exactly what you do. Ask yourself if you are creating that content for users or for Google, and double down and make an effort to do it for users and make it helpful for users.
Yeah. Good lesson.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, yes, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. That better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.